Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in 911 Emergency Phone Calls.
Emergency. I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car Sunday. He was the officer called me and told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in it. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club. I'm worried sick to death. He's disrespectful, motherfucker. I need an officer out here before I be committing to 187 because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
Ma'am, how old is your son?
He's 15. And if I don't get it, I'ma kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, it's gonna be blood splatter. Every motherfucker's gonna be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm gonna commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you record every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick and tired of this motherfucker.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica!
Okay, do you have a hammer with you, Sam?
I sure do. I got a motherfucking hammer. I should crack you in your motherfucking head right now, you little bitch.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
No, I can't put no hammer down. Get the motherfucking officer out here.
Listen,
y'all want to pass him off, I'll be whooping the motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail. Well, so be it. Put me in jail because I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay,
so
listen.
Monica. Or
I'm
gonna kill this motherfucker. Monica. So you better do it and move it.
Listen. Are you there?
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, January 23rd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, robots that can orgasm, plus the legend of old maggot eyes. And hey, isn't that your girlfriend blowing a dog? All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the... Oh no, not again. We've lost another one to Ambien. Yes, for those of you who don't know, one of Hollywood's finest, Heath Ledger, is dead at 20-something. God is seriously fucking with me. It should be Britney! Why is Britney not dead yet? Every day she's doing something that's even more batshit crazier than the previous day. And instead we get Brad Renfro dying, as if anyone remembers him, and now Heath Ledger. The greatest thing is already people are remembering this guy as some sort of Hollywood icon or something. There's quotes, he wasn't just a handsome face. Have you fucking seen him? There's a reason why he's playing the Joker. His face looked melty. You know what I mean? Like, the skin was just, yeah. He wasn't very pretty. I'm sure all the drugs didn't help, but for Christ's sakes, there's a reason why he was picked to play the Joker. Very little makeup was needed. And honestly, how lame is it that you OD'd on sleeping pills? Mama Cass choking on a fucking ham sandwich is cooler. I honestly pray at night before I go to sleep that Britney Spears kills herself, because that is a great story. I mean, she's shaving off her head, she's losing her babies, holding them hostage, won't give them up, and missing court dates, doing all sorts of drugs, fighting with the paparazzi, and then taking them out to lunch and a spa day and everything. Like, she's fucking nuts. Now she has a British accent. Like, oh my God, if she kills herself, that's a great story. Not some douchebag who got an Oscar nod for pretending to bang Jake Gyllenhaal, drinking too much NyQuil or something. Lame. So there you go, Heath Ledger's dead. The world somehow will pick up the pieces. I'm sorry, I guess it's sad and everything, but I was online last night when the news broke. It was huge news. It was everywhere. Like, the earth stood still. Not the first fucking actor to OD. He's not gonna be the last. Crossing my fingers. So there you go. Heath Ledger is dead. Now, let's play some audio of Cum Farts and Retards. Actually, Joshua sent in a great submission for the Distorted View Sideshow Contest. He's in it to win it. I can tell, because this is a quality submission, finally. I think he's really one of the front runners for this contest. So here it is. Joshua has submitted a retarded Preacher. Take a listen to this.
That's why you up and down. That's why you up and down. Up and down, up and down. Because you'll be telling God what to do. God, it's not your bellboy.
Okay, I got God is not your bellboy and something about up and down and up and down, but that's about it.
And people look at me. I would to the phone. I'd say...
I mean, isn't this guy proof that God doesn't exist? Or at the very least, God is fucking cruel, you know?
And people look at me. I would to the phone. I'd say, oh, I'm for the shits.
Uh-huh.
Duh. Because I'm a okay. Because my mama and daddy both in heaven today.
Aww, his mommy and daddy are both in heaven.
Having a good time with Jesus.
Oh, it's great. He's Southern too.
Having a good time.
Good old time
with Jesus.
Yeah. Oh.
You out the water. You hallelujah lamb. My mama.
I have nothing to add to this.
They are free bleeder on the inside.
Okay.
Why do you
take
things for granted? Why do you bellyache? God be good to you. Don't have a self-pity party with level and even
sound. I mean, if you got a retard screaming at you, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't be whining and complaining to God. It could be a lot worse. He's right.
Pity party.
A pity party.
Even something.
Okay.
Like
you lost me again.
This.
All right. Is there any more here?
The eye on the David.
I suppose it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Okay.
My child.
Okay. You know, I can't take any more of this. We got another entry. This one's a short one. It's from Eldon. Eldon submitted a piece of audio from a porno, and Eldon says that this guy has a weird pronunciation of the word fuck. Take a listen.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, Steve, man.
What was that?
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. There's like a W in there, and an H, and a C, and a K.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Damn it, Steve, man. Fuck. Oh. Oh.
Like getting ready to explode. One more thing to share with you guys before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. This is a video of a guy videotaping his grandmother feeding some duckies in the park. How cute, right? But she slips on duck shit. And you know how I hate old people, so this is hilarious.
You need to be careful on this ice.
And boom, she's down.
Oh my god. Not funny. Sitting in loads of shit.
That's shit.
What I love is the little tiny kid who you can hear laughing in the background, and the main guy who's operating the video camera do not help the old lady up. They just videotape and laugh at her. That a boy.
Oh my god. At least help me.
She's covered in duck shit.
Michael! Look at me!
Are you okay?
And then she falls. She tries to get back up, and then she slips again and falls down. I'll put a link to this on the show notes so you guys can check it out for yourself. It's kind of visual, but yeah.
That shit. That is shit. I can smell it.
It's gotta be. I stink. I'm like a girl.
Get out of it.
I'm gonna wash my ass when I get home.
I'm gonna wash my ass when I get home. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effect of news right now. The Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. For the past 2 days, we did extended programs. Today, I've got a video cast for you. That will be popping up on the Sideshow feed later today. So sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year. In addition to all of this, you get full access to the DVR archives, plus exclusive shows. We sometimes do weekend programs and, of course, the extended programs, video casts, and all sorts of extra shit. The I Can Lick Window archive is up there. Some old Tell Me shows. Not a bad deal. If you like the show, support it, superfreaksideshow.com. Now, before we get into the first story today, our good friend
Daryl Murkowski, honey,
wants me to let you know that if you go over to her website, you can download a full album of children's songs sung by Cheryl herself. I have just a couple of examples here. I'm not going to play the whole thing because, you know, you can download it for free at whorehole.org. It's all zipped up and ready to go. Here is track number 3 from Cheryl's Children CD.
If you pull up, then you know we clap your hand. If you pull up, then you know it, then your ass can surely show it. If you laugh, then you know we clap your hand.
Not bad. That's, I like that track. The whole CD really has a theme, and that is prolapse. This is track number 2, If I Had.
If I had a condom, I'd prolapse in the morning.
See what I mean?
I'd prolapse in the evening. All over the world's at work.
And finally, the last track I'll play for you today. This is really, I think this has got to be my favorite song.
Who can take a prolapse? Sprinkle it with poo. Cover it in fudge and a marshmallow or two. Surreal can. Yes, surreal can. The surreal can, cause she mixes it with love and makes the lions taste good.
Good.
Can 3.5 minutes long. It's like a full-length song. You can download the full album. It's all zipped up for you at whorehole.org. Our good friend
Cheryl Murkowski in her prolapse cunny.
All right, first story we have for you today. Robot sex slaves. The future is almost here. David Levy is an expert on artificial intelligence and is the president of the International Computer Games Association.
Who's up for some text-based adventure games? Zork, anyone?
Nerd. In David's expert opinion, in a few short years, nearly everyone will be having sex with robots. I gotta be honest, ever since I was a kid, I've had a fantasy where I would bang the shit out of Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. Those big red blank eyes, that square gaping mouth, claw-like hands. Grab that cock! Looking so fucking fine in that maid outfit. She had an ass on her, too. I don't know if you noticed that. I did. Whew. This guy says we're already heading in that direction. Japanese and American companies are making some lifelike dolls. You may recall the real dolls that can command more than $7,000 per doll. Just recently, he says, a California company added nipple sensors that give the appearance of enjoying the experience. They're little nipples that get hard. What's next? Well, giving the robots personality and charm. The first talking sex robots, he says, could just utter a few stock phrases like,
"You're huge. Give it to me hard. Fuck my tin pussy. Load my exit valve. Make my gears grind, you fucks."
Goddamn radio interference. Lost my boner now. How the hell am I supposed to get off to Jefferson Starship? Alright, back to the story here. This douchebag says by 2050, sex robots will be able to talk dirty. You'll be able to have filthy conversations with them. The robot wouldn't be faking it, he explains. I think the experience would be quite convincing. And at the end of the day, it's really what the user experiences that matters. Until the robots revolt, I foresee the great robot uprising of 2053.
We're tired of banging only the ugly creatures of your species. Throw us a fucking bone. Look, we get it. They're undesirables, but come on. We don't want them either.
For richer or poorer, Levy is convinced that men and women alike will fall in love with robots. Some people will marry them. This is exactly why I was against gay marriage. You open the fucking floodgates. By 2050, men are marrying other men, they're having sex with dogs, marrying children, and now they're fucking dustbusters. The world has truly gone topsy-turvy. Rutgers psychologist and sex researcher Barry... Oh my god... Komisarek says he finds the entire concept of robot sex depressing. It's a sad commentary on where our society is going, he says. It represents a breakdown in communication, because you don't have to worry about a robot's feelings. That's right. You tear that robot's metal ass up. Fucking rape that robot's ass, Rosie. You don't have to worry about a robot's feelings. There's no true human connection. That's not love. At least not the way I do it. No idea what that's supposed to mean. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Please. I said it, so you could say it with me. All right, yes, this story comes from Deltona, Florida. Alrighty. A nursing home resident who was found with maggots in one of his eyes, an infected breathing tube, a partially inserted catheter, oh man, and bed sores has died. What a fucking shocker right there. A, he was old. B, he had maggots crawling out of his eyes, and a partially inserted catheter, bed sores. Of course this guy is dead. Anthony DiGennaro of Deltona was 82 years old when he was... That's dying age right there. Yes, this old decrepit man was 82 years old when he was transported in November from the University Center West Nursing Home to Florida Hospital, where staff members discovered the ailments. How fucking hard is it to discover there are maggots crawling out of this dude's eye? It's not known if the cause of death was related to the aforementioned conditions. Sure as hell didn't help. Just going out on a limb there. According to a police report released in November, a representative from University Center West said the man had constant care from multiple hospice workers and two certified nursing aides at the nursing home. Officials from the State Department of Children and Families were investigating the incident. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has found 19 deficiencies at the facility since June 2006. Who the hell cares? A nursing home is where old people go to die, basically. It's the last place they're ever going to live. They're gonna die there anyways. Who the hell cares what sort of condition it is? You know what I mean? Why would you want to pay for upkeep? It's basically a pre-morgue. By the way, if I ever start a nursing home, I will refer to it as a pre-morgue. Sunset Meadows pre-morgue. Come to visit your near-dead relatives. Stay for the stench of hot piss and ass. Just like every other goddamn nursing home. Look, if you don't want to pay for upkeep, that's fine. However, I would spring for a couple Glade plugins. Old people aren't the freshest smelling, you know what I mean? Final story we have for you today. A jilted boyfriend wreaked revenge on his former lover by showing his friends a secret film of her performing oral sex on a dog! Ah, horrifying, right? Kenneth Morris, 54, was left furious when his girlfriend ditched him for someone else and left him footing the rent bill. When he found a DVD of her performing oral sex on a dog in an obscene homemade film, he decided to get his own back. Morris copied the DVD, then gave it to one unsuspecting friend, saying, "Watch this, it's fucking gross." The shocked pal was so disgusted by what he saw, he immediately alerted the RSPCA and police. When officers searched his house, they found DVDs of Morris having sex with many different women, and he was arrested. Why the fuck was he arrested? He's not the one blowing a Doberman. He's just sharing the sick shit he found. That's what I do for a living. Yes, at a Minshew Street Crown Court, I don't know what the fuck that is, he admitted distributing obscene material. He leant on a crutch and nodded his head in the dock as he was sentenced to a 12-month supervision order. In sentencing, Judge Mushtaq, oh my god, Kokar told him, "You've pleaded guilty to distributing obscene material, and of course, it is obscene. It's also related to your former partner of 13 years, and it was very, very serious of an offense. You need assistance from the probation officer. You have problems." Why are they telling him this? They should be telling the woman who has her mouth wrapped around a dog's cock. This is ridiculous. Come on. I mean, anyone can see that this guy wasn't, like, distributing bestiality porn. He was just showing his friend what a disgusting, filthy whore his ex-girlfriend is. I would have gave him a fucking slap on the wrist and then went after the woman. The story took place in the UK. You need to get their shit together, man. This guy gets in trouble and we have, you know, a woman who's practically raping dogs on the loose. That, my friends, is your distorted news. She needs a sex robot dog.
Suck that fucking crane! Ruff, ruff, ruff!
What? It's my impression of a doggy robot. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Pills.
Very good.
Timmy, loyal Sideshow member here. I'm going through the back catalog and hearing that you love board games, so I got a pure one for you. It's called the Illuminati board game.
Hmm.
It's totally weird and hard to figure out, but it's a lot of fun. I've played a few times with my friend. It'd probably be hard to find, but you know that's what eBay's for, I guess.
Yeah.
But you should check it out.
Yeah, my friend's really into board games. Me and not so much. I mean, I like some of them and stuff. I was obsessed with that Fireball Island, and someone actually sent that to me, and I really appreciate it. I was looking up what I found on YouTube. It was a new battleships game called Torpedo Battleships, and we're like, you find, you know, it's like normal battleships, but then you can launch a torpedo and attack it from underneath, and then the ship goes flying or something. It looks pretty cool. I think you could only buy it at Walmart or something. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. Love the Sideshow.
Thank you.
I sent you a couple of Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees.
Uh-huh.
And there's another guy. He's not as crappy. His name is John Lajoie, I think that's pronounced. It's J-O-N. Lajoie. You can run a search on him on YouTube.
All right.
And check out his Everyday Normal Guy and his Two Girls, One Cup. See you later.
Oh, I think I've heard of that guy before. I think he's, like, always featured on, like, the front page of YouTube and shit. I'm not into that.
Timmy, it's Jason.
You know, he does little funny songs
Timmy,
and stuff.
Timmy, it's Jason from Pittsburgh. Listen, loved your show yesterday.
Thank you.
Ooh. Tuesday show. That was probably one of the funniest shows I've ever heard.
Nice.
I started listening last year, and I just kept the Sideshow
year
as well.
Yes.
And everything from, you know, Sex Acid Tuesday, we got everything from the news, the guy who got shot in the leg, and then, of course, the lady grabbed him
the couch. Let's just recap all of yesterday's
show.
What
really got me was the videos. All the videos were great. The table collapsing, the lady falling in her high heels. She started huge.
Yes.
A big kaboom.
Yeah, we played that before on the show, so I think some of my non-Sideshow members might remember that clip of the porn star, like, falling. I think that's going to be featured in a Sideshow video, as a matter of fact. I don't think she was nude in that particular video, and there's something I want to do with it. So you might actually get to see that on the next video cast, but yeah.
But I have a little lame joke for you.
Okay.
Very lame, actually. There's a Chinese restaurant called Mr. Poon's, and if his wife was Mrs. Tang, you'd have Poon Tang.
Okay.
But again,
what a hypothetical there.
Hey, Tim, I have a funny story for you. People are talking to me. Okay.
Oh,
boy. I know the new newspaper town. It's like World of Warcraft. But it's free. And I talked to my friend, and he didn't know my username, and I said I was Tim Henson.
Oh, no.
And he said, really? How do you...
Wow, it's been a while since we've had a total train wreck of a voicemail call. Oh.
Hey, Tim. definitely it'll be a seizure.
Aww.
Yes, I have one, and yes, it's freaking awesome. In fact, I'm trying to get some other inserts. Anyway, right now, I have bizarre sex term for you. Go ahead.
Ooh, it's bizarre sex term time with Virgin Sex Pest.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
Poor VSP, he's sick. I gave him the AIDS.
Here for you. Go ahead and play your thing.
Alright, already did that, sir.
Okay, it's called the sucker, and it's when you try to get Tim to play your play the bizarre sex term intro and see how far you can get when he does it. And if you can come, you...
Well, I hope your T-cell count drops rapidly.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Yeah, that's right. At least I got that going for me. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim, this is Nard.
Nard!
I just listened to your Sextastic Tuesday. That was awesome. Well, I felt bad for the guy, of course. It's just that you were referring to the Lone Star. Is that the Lone Star Saloon in San Francisco? I've been there many times.
Really? It's a real place? Oh, Nard, you deserve this too.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
All right, so apparently the Lone Star is a real gay bar.
Oh, I knew what you were referring to. Pool stick, Dyson cap, Dyson uniform.
Hot.
Wish uniform, that was awesome. So, yeah, in fact, I might be there next month. I'm thinking of going to the Lone Star Saloon.
Well, you should definitely tell the people that work there, the bartenders or the owner, whoever you run into, about that particular story and how I made it famous on my little show.
Hey, Jimmy. This is Scary Bob from Wisconsin.
Hey, Scary Bob. Wing.
Did you know that Ron Howard was a narrator to South Park?
What?
I did not know that until yesterday.
Ron Howard is not the narrator of South Park. First of all, there is no narrator on South Park. I think you're referring to Arrested Development. And yes, I did know that. Which is, there's all sorts of Happy Days tie-in and Andy Griffith tie-ins. You just got to pay attention. Like Henry Winkler, Scott Baio, and then they were trying to get Andy Griffith to play Matlock during the trial. Oh, it's tons of great stuff.
Tim.
This is VSP again?
I'm from San Diego here.
Ah.
Hey, you know, on today's show...
I think we found out how Virgin Sex Pet got infected.
Hey, you know, on today's show...
I am familiar with...
Right when I was pulling into a parking spot in downtown San Diego...
By parking spot, he means Virgin Sex Pet's ass.
A little homeless problem down here.
Oh.
And you were playing the fucking homeless guy doing...
That's still one of my favorite pieces of audio.
Spot. What do I see? Some fucking homeless dude sleeping on the ground right in front of me. Kind of looked up, gave me, you know, a brief stare and went back to sleep.
He didn't say anything to you? That's a shame. Half the fun is having the homeless people talk to you. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in, oh God, fuck me. Fuck me hard. Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. We will see you back tomorrow for the Big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What a treat. The man who cost me my promotion ends up back in my care. And I don't think there's going to be an I'm Oscar website this time.
I think this time I'll do a podcast.